Which is more important, devotion or precision? This is Rabbi Yitzchak Price with another episode of Tachlis Talks, growth-oriented, parsha-related Torah podcasts. We are up to the Parsha of Pekudei, the final Parsha of the Book of Shmos, of the Book of Exodus, the Parsha in which we have the accounting of the Mishkan, of the Tabernacle, much detail as to the materials and how much of each material and what was done with each of the materials. And when the Torah is recording all that which was done toward the Mishkan, we find a phrase repeated over and over again within this parsha. The parsha describes that element number one of the Mishkan was completed, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, as God commanded Moshe. And then it talks about another element of the Mishkan as having been completed, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, as God commanded Moshe. And then a third, and a fourth, and a fifth, 14 times, there is a declaration that this was done, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, as Hashem commanded Moshe. Okay, fully understood that it's important to know that they did a good job and they did it as Hashem commanded Moshe. But let us say at the very beginning, the following was all done, Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, as Hashem commanded Moshe. Or let it give us all the details of what was accomplished and then wrap it up with a declaration, Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, as Hashem commanded Moshe. But why repeat over and over and over, Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, as Hashem commanded Moshe? Commentaries point to a fascinating element of Mishkan and really of Jewish life in general. But starting particularly with Mishkan, there's been a lot of focus on lev, on heart, chachmei lev, nediv lev, of putting emotional energy into this and being dedicated to this and volunteerism, and a big focus on the degree to which people came forward with enthusiasm toward this project. A lot of devotion. And devotion is very significant. But before devotion, or superseding devotion, one has to determine, is there also precision? Because if we are super devoted but going down the wrong track, we'll get to the wrong place with a lot of fervor. If we are super devoted, but we are developing this product with the wrong ingredients, we're going to end up with a failed production that had a lot of energy and emotion. But devotion without focus on precision can be rather, in the best case scenario, off target, and the worst case scenario, rather dangerous. Would you rather have a inspired surgeon or a precise surgeon? Pulling from a metaphor that the Kuzari uses, one of the great super early works of Jewish philosophy, uses in describing the issue of getting it wrong with a lot of dedication versus getting it right, even if with less emotion and less devotion, uses the metaphor of a pharmacy, and bring it a little more up to date. Imagine a pharmacist who, rather than reading the prescription accurately, uses the prescription as a relative gauge for what type of pill he should be giving out. But rather than even using that as the gauge for the category, whether it's an anti-inflammatory or whether it's an antibiotic, or what, he uses that to determine what color pill to give you. So based on the prescription, which had him giving a very particular white antibiotic, he chooses instead to give you a nice white anti-inflammatory. Not going to do the job. And in some circumstances, making that swap could be devastating. He's fully passionate about the color of the medications he gives out. He may be fully passionate about the size, the shape, but he's not looking for the details as to what is the chemical construct and what is this
pill supposed to be accomplishing. Devotion is a very significant element that kicks in once we've gotten past precision. And the text is describing that even though we've talked a lot about the fact that they had to do this with fervor and they did this with fervor and how elevated that all is, the key is that this was done kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. We wanted to get it right. And particularly perhaps in this realm where there's a lot of room for artistic input and creativity. All necessary and appropriate within the parameters of the precision. A musician who's starting with creativity prior to knowing the notes is going to be playing the very wrong score very passionately. With the right notes, he or she can start embedding further and further emotion, and there's a lot of room for personal expression, but the expression has to be of the material that was being asked for, in this case, that God is demanding. Another layer over here, though, why this is so particularly important to this project of the Mishkan, and perhaps also why this is so important as we close this book of Exodus. The Mishkan, to a great degree, is the correction of the failure, the great tragedy of the golden calf. And much as a subset of those who were dedicated to the golden calf may have actually been guilty of idolatry, the majority probably were not. And again, going back to the word Kuzari, the vast majority of those who were involved, in his view and the view of many early commentators, very much uninterested in any type of idolatry, but rather interested in some type of a personally developed system of connecting with God. We're trying to find a medium for relating to God, ultimately to connect with God through something that fits and makes sense and works for us. And in so doing, when we decide to worship God in a way that works for us, we stop serving Him and we start serving ourselves. And the great failure was that even if they were super dedicated to the concept of Hashem, of God, and very interested in bonding with God, and very emotionally focused on attachment to God, but when they were interested in doing it on their terms, they weren't serving God. The Mishkan, which is coming to correct that, requires that we are super focused on what exactly God is asking from us. Are we connecting with God on His terms? Are we following His formula? Are we adhering to His recipe in developing what we need to do in terms of our relationship with God? And therefore, Kasher Tziva Hashem, Kasher Tziva Hashem, Kasher Tziva Hashem, and over and over and over again, we were getting this one right. As we conclude this book, the book of Exodus, we haven't talked about Egypt for weeks. That was the beginning of the book, yet the whole book is called Exodus, or Sefer HaGeula in the Hebrew terminology of our sages. It's the book of our redemption, because redemption is to get somewhere. It's not leaving Egypt to walk out to the desert with wild abandon, but to leave the shackles of Egypt to bond with Hashem. And the Sinai experience is part of that, and the Mishpatim, the details of the Torah are part of that, and the Mishkan is a huge part of that, this tabernacle. And to know that we have swapped out being servants of Egypt to being servants of God, we need to know that we're listening to what it is that He's asking us, and we're responding with Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. We want to know what You want from us, and we want to do exactly that. And then we'll put in our personal self-expression, and there's enormous room within the box of what exactly the halacha, what exactly God's system for how we go through life should be. There's enormous room for personal expression, but we want that personal expression to be within the box, not moving us out of that box. As we close this book and recognize that Hashem did this incredible gift of pulling us out of the shackles of Egypt and giving us the capacity to bond with Him, to make ourselves infinite in that process, let's pay attention to the Kasher Tziva Hashem, remind ourselves that we gain so much by listening to what it is that Hashem is prescribing for us and adhering to that formula and using that exact end product to achieve the greatest possible connection with the greatest possible source of any type of connection and the greatest possible elevation that results. In so doing, becoming the Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe people, we will close this book of Geula, aiming towards Geula as the type of people who will be far more likely to achieve our tachlis.